we present Kenneth Williams, Peter Jones, Derek Nimmo, and William Franklin in Just a Minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, we have three of our regular players of the game. And we welcome back in the guest chair someone who didn't win many points when he was here a number of weeks ago, but did contribute a great deal to the show. We welcome William Franklin. And once again, I'm going to ask them to speak at different times, one hopes, on the subject that I will give them, and I hope they're going to do it, or they will try and do it without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject on the card in front of me. And let us begin the show this week with Derek Nimmo. Derek, the subject is hail in just a minute, starting now.
Hail originally meant healthy, and it was a word which, when you met somebody, you said hail, like hail Macbeth, hail Lord of Glams, meaning that you hoped that the fellow was tolerably well. Because in lots of languages, if you're having a drink, you might say bon santé or salut or sco, and all those words mean what I told you was the actual original meaning of hail. Now, why don't we use words like that in English? I do not know. We always survive.
Peter Jones has challenged
Repetition of words.
Yes, you use the word words before I'm assigned. Derek? So, Peter, you have a couple. A correct challenge, you get a point for that, and there are 31 seconds on Hale starting now.
Hale is one of my favorite towns in Cornwall. Not because it's particularly beautiful or attractive, but it is the penultimate urban area before you reach the coast in Mounts Bay. And there's an estuary, there are wading birds and dippers and mudlarks and all kinds of things as you sweep round this crescent-shaped wall.
Derek Nimmo, there was an error there, so Derek, you have a correct challenge, another point, and 6 seconds on hail starting
the
now.
The worst hailstorm that I ever saw was on the Laos border with Cambodia. I just come through the jungle, there had been a tremendous thunderstorm the night before, and suddenly...
When Ian Messiter, who sits beside me, blows his whistle, it tells us that 60 seconds is up. And whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point. And, of course, it was Derek Nimmo who has a lead at the end of the first round. Kenneth, the subject is finches. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Well, they're the passerine variety, and they also include canaries, buntings, and they have horn, which is very interesting, because only four seeds. But Finch's greatest success, undoubtedly, was in the Gioconda smile. I think Finch was better in that than anything else. They said Finch is best in Shakespeare. I didn't agree.
William Franklin,
I must question about when Finch was in the Gioconda smile.
Yes, I
was
don't...
Was that after Captain Cavallo?
Yeah, I don't think
before,
Peter Finch was in the Gioconda smile.
I'm thinking of that one that was at Wyndham's.
I'm talking about John Finch. You're thinking of the probably Peter
Finch. I don't think John Finch was born when the Gioconda smile
was last done.
On the
contrary, he did
done.
It in a revival at York.
Oh.
Very good he was, too.
One
I had the good fortune to go up there apropos Barry Letts's invitation, and I was delighted to see it.
Well, shall I put that to the audience and say that John Finch played in the revival at York of Finch of Gioconda smile?
What are you so concerned about veracity for when you've so often said on this programme they're allowed a certain amount of license? I've heard you do it.
I know, but if you are deviating and Bill has...
Oh, of course, I forgot you're ill. Yes, I forgot. I forgot, yes.
I'm not ill, I've just got a bit of a stuffed up head, that's all. Bill Franklin, would you take over the subject of finches with 33 seconds starting now?
Actors.
What?
Hesitation, I'm afraid.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Sorry, I was breathing. I apologize.
It's very difficult. You have to breathe very rapidly in just a minute. You
well,
breathe
not
for
at
two
all,
seconds.
Actually, if you want to really be at home.
All right, Kenny. Finches is back with you. 31 seconds starting now.
Finches excited the attention of that very distinguished ornithologist, Ludwig Koch. And you know he spent night out in the gardens.
Derek Nimmo, challenge. I think
no,
so,
of course
yes.
It wasn't hesitation.
It was. You were going very slowly, too.
Oh, what rubbish.
Oh, you were almost...
Don't talk slowly. Ask this audience, do I talk slowly?
Yeah.
What's the row? How they get me for people here? Of course they get me for nothing. That's
Derek.
Why you get...
You have the subject of Finch's 19 and a half seconds starting now.
When I was at school, my prefects were called Finches. There were two brothers. They were very nice guys. One became a canon of the Church of England in a parish in Wiltshire. Did awfully well. And I remember them teaching me my school motto, which was ex hoc metallo.
Peter Jones's challenge.
Repetition of school.
Yes, you talked about being at school and then you talked about school motto.
Right,
yeah. 7 seconds for you, Peter, on Finch's starting now.
It's a very good off license, and I can suggest that if you go there now and get some rum and mix it with a bit of lemon juice.
He didn't get time to
he
add. He was suggesting
the, good.
The chairman should do that for his cold.
Well, hurry up, come on. Don't all this meandering you get indulging in. Why don't you get the thing moving? We don't want to hear all this rubbish about Marx. Who cares who earned what? No rubbish.
I know, it's what you contribute that's
important.
Just
so holds important. Everything up, doesn't it?
But some people do like to hear.
They don't give a damn, do they?
They do, some people. You're interested, aren't you?
Yeah.
There we are, Peter Jones is in the lead. He's two ahead of Derek Nimmo.
And I'm William... in the lead?
Yes.
Oh.
And William Franklin begins the next round. William, an odd orchestral instrument. Can you tell us something about one of those in just a minute, starting now?
During the last war, certain musical programs were used for sending messages to the underground operating in Europe. By the surreptitious orchestrating of the triangle, SOE, or for those who aren't conversant with it, Special Operations Executive, and other similar outfits, they sent Morse-coded information covering the entire panoply of subterfuge operations. Working out a detailed and cipher communication to be transmitted on this odd musical instrument was very nearly as laborious and boring as this particular passage of ennui that we are now passing through. I'm more than delighted to repeat myself in order to be released from this earth-shattering and otherwise paralyzed.
Peter Jones has challenged you.
Repetition.
What of?
What? Practically everything.
Actually, he didn't repeat anything, but he did pause.
He paused as well, yeah.
Your first
that was a particularly vicious attack at the time when things were flowing
like yeah, you know, it's all right, Bill, I'm on your side. You didn't. I listened very carefully. You didn't repeat anything.
You're on his side.
I agree. Yes, I disagree with your challenge. Oh, that means I must be on his side.
Yeah, I suppose
I'm not partisan
yeah.
to anybody. I try to be fair.
Yes,
all
I know.
The time.
Yeah, and labouring, as you are, under a severe cold... head cold. I think you're doing terribly well.
Thank you very much. Bill, you did not repeat yourself. So you have 20 seconds to continue on an odd orchestral instrument starting now.
Later on...
Derek Nimmo Chuck.
What?
That was a hesitation.
What was?
You didn't say anything.
You didn't say anything for two seconds.
I just started to and the buzzer went.
Did he hear the buzzer before you press it?
No, you've got to. As soon as I say now, you've got to start. Derek Nimmo has 19 seconds on an odd orchestral instrument starting now.
Remember going to Corfu, an island which belongs to the Greek Republic, and there I went to the most extraordinary concert. A man called Papa Christou went out onto the stage with a tuba, which he hit with a clothes peg. And you've never heard anything...
So, Ian Lester was laughing so much then he couldn't blow his whistle. But we got a little noise which told us that 60 seconds was up. And Derek Nimmo was speaking at that moment, gained an extra point, and he's gone ahead into the lead, won the head of Peter Jones. Bill... William Franklin is in third place, and Kenneth Williams in fourth. Derek, your turn to begin the subject, branches. Will you tell us something about those in just a minute, starting now?
Branches, anything analogous to the limbs of a tree, and it can be used often for other outlets, say for stores. Companies like Woolworths have branches, or Freeman, Hardy and Willis, the Boots Company. Also, of course, and most memorably, the wonderful John Lewis Partnership. Selfridges, I believe, exists in other parts, have many different kinds of branches. And any of you think of British Home, and I repeated the other words, I won't do that one again, and Marks and Spencer starting up there in Leeds all those years ago, the seats, and now they've got branches not only in this country, ladies and gentlemen, but even in Hong Kong. That's the kind of branches that this country needs, going out for the export drive to bring people back. What's the matter with you? Who's done that?
Jones, why have you challenged?
A repetition of country.
I know. It was really full flood, wasn't it?
Countries and countries, quite different.
I thought he said in this country.
His country gained a different country.
He did. You're quite right, Derek. Yes, you're quite right. So, Pete, I disagree with the challenge. And I think we'll only let you get away with that advertising because you did at least mention every store possible you could think of. There are 11 seconds on branches with you, Derek, starting now.
A branch is smaller than a bough and larger than a twig. And if you went out underneath the spreading oak tree...
So Derek Nimmo has increased his lead at the end of that round, and Peter Jones takes the next round. Peter, the subject is the stain on the floor.
Yeah.
It could be quite a nice one, Derek. Don't be like that. Peter, you have 60 seconds as usual, and you start now.
What an extraordinary choice of subject for Ian Messiter to make and give to me to speak about. I can only suppose that he must have had a few drinks and fallen perhaps face down on the carpet, and the result of this accident caused him to think of giving me...
Derek Nimmo. I can quite agree. So there are 40 and a half seconds. The stain on the floor, Derek, starting now.
It was 25 minutes past midnight when I went to the room, and there on the floor was this sinister red stain. I picked up the telephone and dialed 9 something similar 3 times. And when I got the reply, the constable said, "What is that?" I said, "There's the most terrible stain on the floor. Come down quickly."
What's Kenneth that? Williams, charge.
You see, when I got a reply, the constable said, "What's a constable?"
Constable? Is a, it's the name of the constable, you see.
Oh, I
know. He's Detective Sergeant Transible.
Oh, I see.
What was that part you played? Transible, or something?
It's a transferred constable, actually.
Yeah. Transible, very nice one, actually.
But it wasn't the constable Transible. No, it was the Transible, which is deviation from the English of constable. So, Kenneth, you have the subject. 25 seconds. The stain on the floor, starting now.
I had a very nasty stain on the floor, and I thought to myself, well, this is going to be quite a job in terms of eradication. But luckily, I had the most wonderful remedy to hand. It's the stuff you use for deferring a kettle. Now, dampen a cloth, shove a little bit on, and you will find, not leaving it too long, works like a dream. Really does.
So in just a minute, we're not only informed and entertained, but also we discover a great deal about the private lives of our 4 panellists. Kenneth Williams has moved forward. He's now in 3rd place alongside William Franklin. They're trailing behind Peter Jones and Derek Nimmo. And Kenneth, you begin the next round. The subject is quasars. Will you tell us something about those in the game, starting now?
They emit the most extraordinarily powerful radio beams and light. Were first discovered about 35, it was. Cyril Hazard of the Astronomy Institute in Cambridge. I made the mistake of thinking that place in Massachusetts, but no, it is in the English county. And it led Professor Carbite to say that the star could give more illumination than Southend. He said it made Blackpool illuminations look like a safety net rather than at work. Well, now, I thought to myself, when that occurred, well, there is an interesting piece of information, because often, only by comparison, do we find out the real quality of anything? It's like hot only being possible because of cold.
Well, this has happened more than once in this series of Just a Minute. Kenneth Williams begins with a subject and keeps going to the end without being interrupted. Mm. Magnificent achievement, Kenneth.
No, wasn't nobody else wanted the subject?
That's another thought, yes. But anyway, you kept going. You got a point for speaking as the whistle went and a bonus point for not being interrupted. And I'm fascinated to know what Bill Franklin was writing all that time. You're writing a letter home or something.
No, I was trying to work out some anagrams of quasars, because I thought it was such a dull word in its present condition that there might be a more interesting variation amongst the anagrams, and I ended up with sasquar, which is a Hindu tribal custom, which I won't elaborate on now.
I will say this, Bill, you are the most relaxed pair guest we've ever had on the show. But anybody can do anagrams while the show's in progress.
Well, only because I'm actually trying to keep up with it all, and therefore by putting on this sort of phony effect of being relaxed, I'm actually struggling through. My head is not above water as yet.
The room's gone very quiet.
It's been fun to come along and actually see it all happening. It's rather like going to see an operation, you know, or a heart transplant for the first
And that's
time.
What it comes across to you like, just a minute, an operation.
Right. Yes, it's a sort of brain transplant on a newt, really.
Well, would you like to take the next subject?
Yes, certainly.
Right. Well, let's hear from you in the game now. The subject is When My Big End Went.
When My Big End Went, it was a play that was being done, and there was a detective who didn't appear until the end of the first act. It was the first night. He was very nervous. It was an Agatha Christie. He waited in his Macintosh with his pulled-down snap-brim hat, and he paced up and down in his dressing room, made up, and he waited and waited until the time came.
Peter Jones waited.
It was dramatic license to use the same word twice.
I know, but you don't want to draw attention to it.
You're quite right.
You might have challenged on something else.
Yes. They'll never know the ending. It's such a pity, because it's a wonderful story.
I know, it's a very frustrating game as well, if you haven't...
I'll keep it for...
Right, Peter, yes, your challenge?
Repetition.
Yes, a waiting and nine...
Very good to have spotted that.
39 seconds, Peter,
you
on...
You a boy, too.
When My Big End Went, starting now.
I'd like to hear more about what happened after he waited and waited.
William Franklin challenged. Yes.
Say you shall.
So, Bill, you had 34 seconds on When My Big End Went, starting now.
The actor playing a detective.
Derek Nemo challenge.
Well, he didn't say anything again. He just sort of sits there.
I know,
there,
he doesn't.
What?
Bill, we're going to give you... We're going to be generous and say, when I say now, you must begin.
What's that buzz? Oh, your buzz. You know what gets me every time? As you say go, I pause
I don't
for a second,
actually, I say...
and I think that's the buzz of the talk, and it's Derek over there.
Right.
You're a right Derek, aren't you?
I think you're...
I put you up above a building and lower you down.
I think, Bill, you're Sorry. Learning. I think you're learning the game as well as the others. You're being very crafty and clever now.
Am I?
Yes, you are. Because that's absolute rubbish. You just wriggled out of it. But I am going to be generous.
I was quite honest and truthful. The whole thing.
It can't be.
You can see I'm vulnerable, sense. Can't you?
You have now 33 seconds.
Just sit there,
but you
like
must begin when I say now. I never say go. I say now. Are you ready? 33 seconds, starting now.
Kenneth has just accepted a contract to do you.
After all that instruction.
Oh, it was too long.
I know, but the audience enjoyed it so much, I'm going to allow you to keep the subject. You have 31 seconds.
The police. How strong is this story? Because it's getting such a build-up, I'm getting worried.
When My Big End Went, Bill, starting now.
The detective. Maybe I've got slow hearing. I get the word now, it forms in my head, and Derek has got his finger up that thing.
No, it was Kenneth this time. I've come to the conclusion, Bill, that you're never going to get started, so...
They may enjoy it, you see. It's got quite a...
They have enjoyed
gag.
It, but I don't know how long we can keep it up. So, I'm going to give it to Kenneth now, because he buzzed then, and there are 30 seconds for Kenneth on When My Big M Went, starting now.
Now, we'd come down Haverstock Hill, and, of course, prior to going on that particular route, we had... Brendo, the engine, and when it arrived...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Repetition.
Of what?
When.
Well,
yes, well listened.
Well listened. Jolly good, Peter.
Challenge. Right. So, Peter, you have When My Big End Went, and there are 18 seconds starting now.
He waited and waited, and then...
Derek Nemo, yes.
Well, Repetition? This is getting ridiculous.
I know, but the audience are enjoying it.
What's the matter with him?
I know you want Bill Franklin to have it.
Has he been sniffing glue?
He's got an advanced... One that's advanced on the rest of us. Ours are retarded. Derek's is at least a second ahead.
No, what he does is he keeps his buzzer in his hand all the time. He doesn't do what you do, Bill. You just put it down in front of you.
He likes something in his hand all the time.
Now, pick your buzzer up and keep it there. Keep your finger on the nipples so we're all ready to go. Works. Right, Derek, you have a correct challenge. 17 seconds, when my big end went, starting
when
now.
My big end went, they thought it was a rather odd orchestral instrument because it went... and everybody said, what a very curious noise for a big end to make. And I said, well, it's not actually, because if you go outside in the average car park, you will see big ends going, that sort of noise, all the time.
William Franklin.
Going was repeated.
Yes.
Yeah, you repeated right. Going.
Oh, God, yes. It was.
Yes.
Desperation was creeping into his
so head. So Bill Franklin's learning the game. And he's got him with 1 second to go. So... We've got to see if he can start in 1 second. Because these wicked fellows will give him no mercy. The subject, Bill, is when my big end went starting. Now!
The inspector!
So, William Franklin got a number of points in that round. Uh-huh. And with the help of the chairman and also one for speaking. As the whistle went, he's still in third place. But he's catching up on Peter Jones. He's ahead of Derek and Kenneth Williams. And they're all behind our leader, Derek Nimmo. Derek, it's your turn to begin. The subject is bugs. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
Thou shalt not be afraid of any bugs by night. It was from the Coverdale Bureau, which was called, of course, the Bugs. And I didn't say the word before, B-I-B-L-E, because there was this most great situation, which should have been terror. But actually, of course, if you think about bugs, you know what my...
Peter Jones' challenge.
Repetition, of course.
Yes, you did say, of course, before, Derek.
Absolutely, I'm not.
Yes, so, Peter, you got in with the subject, and there are 42 seconds on bugs starting now.
Well, a lot of people are unnecessarily afraid and fearful of bugs. The ordinary kind, I mean, that you find when you're camping, not the domesticated ones that frequent landladies' feather beds.
Kenneth Williams.
It sounded like hesitation.
I would agree with the hesitation, Kenneth, so you have the subject of bugs and 30 seconds starting now.
Bugs were found by Giles Brandreth in an hotel in the Soviet state of Estonia, and he said it was operating in the toilet and that Shanks had done the lavatory basin. And he was quite amazed to find an English manufacturer had done the lavatory as opposed to a rough...
William Franklin, Charles.
Didn't he repeat lavatory?
He did repeat lavatory.
I didn't.
No, he said toilet, I'm sorry.
I said toilet first time you break the tool.
You should never have said that in the first place, but that's
so he did repeat lavatory... it was toilet, I remember now. 2 seconds on bugs, Kenneth, starting now.
Bugs in the bed can be red.
Kenneth Williams was then speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point, and he's now only 1 point behind Peter Jones and only 4 points behind our leader, who is still Derek Nimmo. And the next subject is sensation. Peter, it's your turn to begin. Will you tell us something about sensation in just a minute, starting now?
This is something that the press like to get hold of, and if they can't find a legitimate sensation, then they're apt to build some perfectly nondescript person or small event into a sensation, because they believe that people like reading about them. So when somebody makes in prison a ghastly picture or something of that kind... They...
Kenneth, he hesitated. There are 35 seconds left for you to take over the subject of sensation, Kenneth, starting now.
I had the most extraordinary sensation once in a cinema. And this stuff started going down my leg. And I thought, that's funny. And I realised this chocolate ice cream was all going down, you see.
William Franklin...
Repetition of down.
Yes, he did say down before. Bill, you are learning the game. Are you ready to start? Right. There are 20 seconds. Sensation starting now.
It is generally believed that the sensation of stroking a dog has a very therapeutic effect on mankind. And over the years, it's been proved that if you have a dog...
Derek Nimmo got in first. Repetition of dog. 9 seconds, Derek. Sensation starting now.
I was in Bangkok, and it was the most wonderful sensation. I'd gone down Pot Pong Road and went to this rather glorious establishment.
William Franklin.
Repetition of went.
No.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did say went, yes. You got 1 second. You are learning the game. It's the last round. It's the last... subject, and there's 1 second for you to go on sensation starting now.
Dog owners generally do not suffer.
Well, as I said, this was the last round, so let me tell you that Peter Jones, Kenneth Williams, and William Franklin all finished equal in second place. What could be fairer? And they were only 4 points behind this week's winner, once again, Derek Nimmo. Have enjoyed listening to this edition of Just a Minute as much as we have enjoyed playing it, and we'll want to tune in again same time next week when we take the air and we play this delightful game. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Pete Atkins.